Christ, in which we live in this Christian walk. We have to have the Holy Ghost with us, amen, and to be a part of us, and to be in us, amen. So as we walk with the Holy Ghost, amen. The Holy Ghost helps us walk right, amen. Help us walk right and upright before Him, amen. We thank God for today. We thank God for His presence. We thank Him for His power. We thank Him for our mighty men. Amen. And we really thank them for allowing us to try to sing with them. They're the only group that let us sing with them. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For our opportunity. Amen. To make a joyful noise in the Lord, Dr. Roman. Amen. So we give all glory and honor to His name. And to the associate ministers, to all of my brothers and sisters, Christ, deacons, deaconess, pastor, and sister Rowe. You may ask why I do that. It's because we are to exalt others better than ourselves. Amen. And we are to give honor to whom honor is due. Amen. And so we thank God for that opportunity. It's a humbling experience for me. Amen. Know a preacher of all preachers, and they sit and listen to you Sunday in and Sunday out. Lord, am I punishing them, Sister Rosa? But we just want to thank God for them. Amen. Psalm 148. We talked last week about worship, and we want to talk just a few minutes today about praise. Right. Amen. Praise. Psalms 148 says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. 148. Psalm 148. 148.
There's no Psalms 148.
Psalm 148. It's about 100 chapters over. 100, right. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Amen. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you stars of light. Praise Him, you heavens of heavens. You and you water above the heaven. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not come to pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great seas, creatures, and all depths. Fire and hail, snow and cloud, storm winds fulfill His words, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all the people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His glory is above all the earth and the heavens, and He exalted the horns of His people. Praise of all His saints, of all the children of Israel, people near to Him. Praise the Lord. People near to Him. Praise the Lord. Amen? Amen. We just want to talk to you for a few moments. And oftentimes we tell people to praise the Lord. And oftentimes we don't let them know that praise is just a grateful heart to God for what He's done. We know that a lifestyle of worship and praise is so much more than just a song we sing and the motions we go through on our morning worship. And that is, There is seven specific expressions of praise used to convey different shades of praise throughout the Bible. When we look at the language that the words were originally written and see our English translators basically just popped up with the word praise, is when we could have had a lot more expressive and accurate words. Now think about it for just a minute. Each time you see the word praise throughout the Psalms, for example, it might be one of seven different words. It's not something that we're going to build an altar on or base our doctrine on or even have a denomination split over. But we need to understand that there's a rich word for praise. And if you deliver it in a casual, interactive way, sometimes we can take home a different meaning and a different understanding and a different appreciation for praise. I remember several years ago, they used to sing a song, and they went through the various names and the various actions of praise. And we just want to talk to you for a few minutes about seven of them. And remember, I'm from Texas. Amen. So my pronunciation may not be the same as yours, but it's close enough. I don't listen to it on the... That's the miracles of the internet. You can pull it up and they pronounce it for you. But the problem is you can't put that in your ear when you come out to preach, so we have to try to remember it. Amen? The first one we want to look at is Yada. This means to show reverence or praise with extended hands. Word association with the root word is a type of praise of shooting an arrow. Throwing a rock. It literally means to extend the hand or to shoot an arrow. You can reference this in Psalms 42 and 5, and also in 2 Chronicles 7. The picture of the Levites by blowing a trumpet and calling everyone to worship and to the praise, and everyone expressing themselves through lifted hands. This can be illustrated by a small child who wants to be picked up. They extend their hands high above their head in a sign of surrender and a desire to be held. So when we reach out to God, we are telling, Lord, I want you to hold me in your hand, and I'm lifting up praise unto you. And now, as everyone in here, one time or another, raised up your hand, and may not know why you were doing it, because somebody said, raise your hand. But if Yada, you were giving a form of praise. You were saying, Yada, I praise you, Lord, because I want you to lift me up. I want you to pick me up. I've had a rough week, Lord. Things haven't gone my way. A friend has turned their back on me, but this morning, Yada, pick me up, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm feeling all right now. That's all right. Amen. Then there is the word, second word, is Tona. This word is very similar to Yada, but it has a slightly different meaning. It means to show agreement with the extending of the right hand. In today's society, the closest thing that we have to seal a pact of agreement is a handshake. So if we look at this, a Tona of praise, we're shaking God's hand. We're lifting up, and as we raise our hand, we're shaking God's hand. And that's why we correct children when they give the wrong hand to be shaken, because it means something. You know, when you shake a hand, it means that you're in agreement with them. Lord, we just want to give you some Tona praise. We just want to shake your hand and let you know we're in agreement with you, Lord. We want to let you know that all is well between you and I.
Yeah.
Amen. Then we talk about Baraka. This is a type of praise. It's one that we commonly see around the altar. It means that we kneel down. We bow low as a sign of adoration and reverence to God. Carrying with the idea of humbling ourselves to the place is lower than the recipient of the worship. As far as we worship go, it is most physical and uncomfortable position of worship. Because sometimes we our backs hurt. Our knees are feeble. And we consider kneeling. But if we look at when you go before a king, the king don't care how bad your knees hurt. King don't care how bad your back is hurting. He expects you to reverence him by bowing down. But yet God and Barak, he wants us to bow not only our hearts, but our physical body to the best of our ability. If you start bowing down to God, maybe God will heal what's hurting you. We ought to just try God. If you don't believe it, look at Psalm 95. Let me just find that one. I want to. Psalm 95 and 6 says, "O come, let us worship and bow down." Listen to this. Kneel before the Lord, our Maker. You're not kneeling just to anybody. When you come to the altar, you're not kneeling to Eastside. You're not kneeling to Pastor Banks or Reverend Willoughby. When you come to the altar, you're bowing down to your Maker, the one who created you. And if he created you, he can fix that glitch in your back. He can fix the knees if you make an effort. But if you can't make, if you just can't bow down physically, you ought to at least bow down your head and your heart to the Lord, spiritually, out of reverence for him, and give him the worship. I'm moving right along.
Yes, sir.
Trying to hear me. The next one is Tehillah. This is the type of praise of singing, but not just singing. It's the singing that bubbles from your heart.
Yes, sir.
It's a spontaneous type singing. It's the song that may be unrehearsed and unprepared. And they are straight from God. They are spontaneous. You know, when you sometimes, you've been in a place and all of a sudden it may seem inappropriate, somebody will break out with a song. I remember hearing the old people break out, even when the preacher was preaching, "I love the Lord. He heard not cry." It's just like the Spirit just wouldn't let you sit there. You know you want it, and it didn't bother the preacher because it just didn't even what he was saying. When you're in the same spirit, when you're in the same mind of worship, sometimes we rehearse too much. Sometimes it needs to be spontaneous. Amen. That's why I don't mind on calling the choir spontaneously. Because I know God has already fixed it for me. Hallelujah. I'll probably have to deal with my daughter later. We'll have a discussion about that. But we rehearse is not bad, but we don't have to rehearse all the time. There ought to be something in our heart that we can always sing unto the Lord. We ought to always be able to say something about God. Something got a hold on me. I went to a meeting last night. I didn't intend for anything to happen, but while I was there, something. Hallelujah. Got a hold on me. Something. You got a hold on me. That's the healer. And then there's one, as I looked at this, that I even kind of introduced me, was Zima. This literally means pluck the strings to celebrate song in music. In its most common form of praises we have across the world in our churches, it's just singing song, not just singing song, but put to music. And what's good about this is that it also refers to just playing. Have you ever been in worship and praising God, and all of a sudden nobody was saying something, but the music was bringing praise and honor to God? I mean, you know, the word of the songs was good, but when they stopped singing, somebody just kept playing, and the music started ministering to you. The music started letting you know that I can praise God with or without your word, because the instrument will lift up praise to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Amen. Every now and then. Amen. The music may not even make you move, but it just says sit there and minister to God. Yes. And you can feel the spirit of the living God going through you just as a result of the music.
Well.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Then we have Halah. This might be one of the most fun forms of praise because it requires one to step outside of one's dignity. Amen. I'm saying it allows us to step outside of one's dignity. You know, I often say when the ushers start shouting, I think I done preached that word. Because they're so trained. They're so disciplined. But every now and then, the Lord will jump over all that dignity and get inside of the nursery, and they start shouting. Now, I would shout anyway, but sometimes they be trying to give a sign that they want to get off the floor, and the Lord says, I want you to get on the floor. Amen? And you know, I feel like I preach with dignity, deacons start shouting. Amen? Because they're getting outside of their dignity. They're getting outside of who they think they are, and they are part of them. And I really get out excited when preachers start shouting, because then I know that God can save anybody. Hallelujah. That's not what's over here. Amen. But he describes it here as foolish praise. Banks termination would be ignorant praise to the Lord. You know, nobody, for no reason at all. And because I am who I am, or because of you are who you are, this praise said that I can take you from your aristocratic attitude and from your education pursuit, and I can still receive praise unto you. From you. You know, our dignity. Sometimes we're so dignified. I remember, and I won't give a name, but Dr. Rose, I received a letter from a pastor asking me to come and preach. And to the best of my ability, and I think this is pretty accurate because I didn't forget the letter, it says, we have a congregation of young people and young adults and seniors who lack the well thought out message without a lot of rambling and hoobah. I took it to my pastor. I said, are you sure you want me to go? You know what my pastor told me? Just go preach. He said, but we can get so edumacated. Amen. And I know I say educated, but edumacated. And we can get so lifted up and so dignified that we forget that we still belong to God. And if we forget the fact that we belong to God, then we're in trouble. And so this form of praise so that we remember God is also where we get our word hallelujah from, which literally means to praise God. But even more literally, it means to be foolish, have a foolish praise unto the Lord. It includes dancing, twirling around, but it also includes the state of the heart before God. We need to understand that. As a boy, I used to wonder why my aunts and they get to swinging their purses and jumping around. And the way I looked at whether they were in the spirit or not, looking in hindsight, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what the spirit was that they were in. But in hindsight, I looked back, and when they went to shout, they shout, and their wig would go one way. Amen. And they didn't stop trying to put it on. They shouted, got through shouting, picked up that wig, put it back on their head, and kept on wishing. See, now they come with a new process. You get tied down. So it don't move. Hallelujah. Amen. But we can still praise God. Amen. The heart is turned toward God. Yeah. Under a halo, the heart is turned toward God. And we are not afraid to boast in the Lord. We're not afraid to let people know it and demonstrate our faith by letting people know that we are who we are by the grace of God. Because some people look at us and wonder, say, I know him when, but you know, you haven't met me since. Amen. I can't deny the when, but I can boast in since. Since Jesus came into my heart. Oh, what a change has been made in my life since. Yeah, I had the when, but now I got sense, and let me tell you what sense can do to you. Let me see what tell you what sense, how sense can pick you up and turn you around. Let me tell you how sense can take drugs out of your system. Let me tell you how sense can put a joy into your heart. Let me tell you how sense can heal me. Sense. Hallelujah. 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 Since Jesus, I'm about to prove it. This word appears over 100 times in the Old Testament, starting with 1 Chronicles 16, where they actually appointed musicians to be healer before the Lord. We need to understand that we know that don't deny your past. Amen. But embrace it. And when you embrace it, others will see the truth in your testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, and this is the one. This is the one. This is y'all's. This is the last one. Are you ready to get loud? Are you ready to get loud? Are you ready to get loud for the Lord? Because the last one is Shabbat. Amen. And Shabbat means to address in a loud tongue, associated with a freedom of triumph. But it's more than just a loud shout. It's an idea of putting everything you have into it, an attitude, a wholehearted prayer. Psalm says we typically look at the psalm as salt cries and thirst for dry places. But the Lord is in these verses literally mean to shout. Amen. So we need to Shabbat the Lord. We need to lift our voices to him. We need to let the world know that I'm not afraid to hold my God. There, you know, I want you to help me close this out. So when I come down your street, how when the Lord has blessed you, you are the Shabbat. If he's healing you, you are the Shabbat kid. If he's forgiving you, you are the Shabbat kid. If he's saving you, you are the Shabbat kid. If he's giving you a job, you are the Shabbat kid. If he woke you up this morning,
Drive!
Announcements. Hallelujah.